Welcome to the Sacred Art of Wealth. I'm Christelle Arcucci. Today's ritual is focused on the divine marriage of the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine. One of the greatest tricks the patriarchy has played on powerful and spiritual women is to lead them to believe that money is evil and therefore to be avoided, which leaves thousands of women all over the planet stuck in survival mode with incredible dedication, discipline, talent, and training, yet stuck and struggling in survival mode. I invite you to take a deeper breath, to receive into your body, mind, heart, and soul the power that has been given to you, the power to transform, the power to create life, the power to alchemize poison and turn it into nectar. You have the power within you to be the sacred trinity of sacred feminine, sacred masculine, and the divine child of love and truth. This is the power that resides within you that has been concealed for thousands, tens of thousands of years. It is essential that in this time and space called now, that you reclaim your power, your birthright, to be a stewardess of beauty, of truth, of love, of education, of nurturing Mother Earth and all her creatures. You are powerful, and within you lives the power to hold both the masculine container, to be the feminine face of creative power and to create life, to give birth to a new reality in this time called now. Money is not the face of evil. The soul of money is pure and serves whoever commands it. In this current time in the world, the main people that command it and are not afraid to utilize its power are aligned with destruction, greed. And we willingly give our power to them because we hold on to the belief that money is evil, when the truth is, money is fuel. What vehicle do you pour it into? Do you pour the fuel of money into the vehicle of death and destruction and greed? Or do you pour money into the vehicle of love, of life, of Mother Earth, of all her children, of creativity, of art, of beauty, of making art out of the sacred shadow? This is our choice. This is your power. I invite you to align yourself with the truth of the sacred feminine, the truth of the sacred masculine, of the divine union of their coming together, and utilizing the power, the fuel of money to give birth to your divine child. This must play out within you before it can play out in the world outside of you. As long as you continue to demonize money, to make it wrong and evil, you will continue to push it away and to keep yourself in survival. This does not serve anyone. Now is the time to shift. Now is the time of awakening. Now is the time to see the truth of this lie that has left you powerless. Do not waste any time on beating yourself up or berating yourself for being lost. Simply reclaim your power now. Simply align yourself with the truth of love. Simply align money with your mission so that you may serve more while serving the divine within yourself. In your body and bones, you know this to be true. And because there have been thousands of years of forgetting, it may take a little time for you to fully stand in your power in this way, and yet don't fool yourself into thinking you will always get it perfect. That is not how it works here on the human realm. Be kind, loving, and supportive of yourself as you step into your power and to remember what it's like to be a woman with power, to be a queen of her domain, and to be in service to love and truth through all of her actions. Allow money to serve your mission. Allow each day to be a sweet remembering of the beautiful dance of masculine and feminine energy that creates life. And when you forget, simply come back to your breath. Simply come back to touch the earth, to feel the sky caressing you, and get back on track. Humanity needs you more now than ever. There are thousands of women across the planet that are doing this work. Allow yourself to be activated in the healing grid that supports you, supports your work, and supports the others on the planet at this time doing this work. Yes, now. Yes, you. Yes, money can serve your mission. Continue to align yourself with truth and surround yourself with those who will help you to live and work and love in alignment with truth so that you no longer are concerned about abusing your power that you will gain with money. Align yourself with love and truth and show up in service. Allow money to support you now. And so it is.